Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me feel in me.
Hello and hello. Good morning, everybody. I see you all have time. Good morning and happy Valentine's Day. Oh, my gosh. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, Sandy. Happy Valentine's Day. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Let me just get set up here. Got to get this microphone together. Good morning to everybody that's hopping on. Good morning to you. This is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, yes. So good morning to everybody hopping on. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mom. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. Oh, my God. I'm, like, so super excited about today. Oh, my God. What is that in my hair? Just one moment. I'm sorry, guys. Seen something in my hair. Got to get my hair together. Just one moment. Amen. Good morning, everybody. These notifications is going crazy on my phone right now. How about that? Everybody's saying happy Valentine's Day. Everybody is in such a good mood. I am so blessed and so happy that everybody is happy. Amen and amen. So we're going to get started on today. I'm going to be talking about the Lord in terms of God's love and his love that he has towards us, his love and loving us, his loving kindness. His love, and so many times we look for love in so many different wrong places, and God is like, I love you, I'm here for you, amen. So I'm not going to be before you long. This is Valentine's Day. Everybody is ready to get out of here and go share it with their loved ones, but I'm sharing mine with the Lord on this morning. How about that? Because he first loved me. How about that? So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for just moving and shaking, for just always being there with me. When you love us, God, I thank you for just always just filling us up with your love, your power, your strength, your might. I love you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. So this morning, I wanted to read a portion of a chapter from my book, Don't Look Back. Don't Look Back. It's just basically talking about love, your love image, how you see yourself, even when those may not love you. God loves you. And you know what? When you hear that saying that people say, hurt people, hurt people, oh, my gosh. Let me tell you, that is so, so true. Oh, my gosh, and it is. So I want to make sure no other calls is coming through here because I'm getting texts like crazy. I know my mom will be texting me, but that's not her on this morning. Amen. So one of the things, a chapter out of my book is talks about don't look back. It comes from that, but it also talks about the part of just loving yourself and who you are and self-love and self-image and self-reflection. And sometimes we don't love on ourselves. We don't love ourselves because we feel as though nobody else is loving us. We check for everybody else to love us instead of loving ourselves. Love us. God put love on the inside of us to love. And sometimes that love is wounded. And we're hurt by so many other things in life. It don't have to be from a person. It could just be because of situations. And we fall out of love so quickly. And we become so hurt and are so broken until we just become so bitter. And that's what we put out into the world, just bitterness. Amen. So this is something that says, research says, to define unconditional love is to say that a person love someone unselfishly, that he or she, I love it, cares about the happiness of the other person and that they will do anything to help that person go happiness without expecting anything, let me see, in return. Isn't that something? I love it. I love it. I love it. And they say love is love without conditions, just like unconditional love. Through our shortcomings, God loved us. Greater love had this than no man that would lay down his life for his friends. I just love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love that portion of just reading what love is and how we feel that what love should be and what love looks like. But don't you know that God loved you in spite of yourself, in spite of how we carry ourselves, how we treat others? God still loves on us. And I know that something deep down on the inside of us, he is just hoping that we will change our hearts, change our minds, how we perceive people, how we receive people, perceive them and receive people. Because sometimes your guard could be up so high until you shun everybody away from you that will give you love, that will love on you. Amen. So just be careful of those kind of things, like when that kind of stuff happens to you. Try to see, you know, am I loving this person like I should? Am I caring for this person like I should? Should I love them more than what I do love them? And sometimes it's hard for us to open up our arms and to embrace other folk when folk have not been embracing us. But don't look for people to embrace you. You just send out the love and love on them. Love them. And it's funny because it feels like, I know, because if nobody else is loving me, I know God is wrapping his arms around me. I know that God cares for me and that he loves me and that no matter what, he's going to be there for me. Even when I feel like times where I may not like who I am, I may not like the things that I do, but I know that God still loves me. And that's not giving an excuse for my behavior. No, that's just saying, hey, I know God loves me, so he has given me a second chance to do things differently. I love loving on people, but when that saying people say, hurt people hurt people, it is so true, because people do hurt you when they have been so hurt before in their lives, not thinking, oh my gosh, I don't want to give the same hurt to them like how I've been hurting. But the scripture, greater love has this than no man than a man that will lay down his life for a friend. Jesus loves us and he cares for us. And I love that scripture because he so loved us. And I came, that was John 15:13. John 15:13, greater love have this than no man than a man that will lay down his life for his friends. But Jesus laid down his life for us on this earth. When he came on this earth, he sacrificed his life for us so we may have eternal life. What kind of love is that? That is a powerful love, an unselfish love, that he will love us so much that he would die on the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life, an unselfish love. And how many times do we so selfish with our love? We're so selfish because we don't get our way about a situation. So we say, oh, we ain't loving nobody. We just shut down life because things is not going our way. Amen. But with God, when we don't get up and pray with him, when we don't say, God, I love you, when we ignore him for the rest of the day, don't even say good morning to him when we wake up, and we go on about our merry day, you know, not loving on God. And guess what? We turn around and say we love God, or we talk about communion and talking with God. Guess what? He's so quick to love us back. He's so quick to say, I forgive you and embrace us. But do we do that to other people? No. When people say things to offend us, we just lash out and we don't care. We just shut down like it's nothing to us. But when we do that to God, he is like, you know what? I'm still going to love on you. So who are we not to forgive others? Who are we for us to turn our back on people? That's not of God, and that's not love. And we go around saying happy Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day. I'm so with it. But be careful of not loving people or choosing the people that you want to love. And people who need the love, and I'm saying that everybody don't need love, but we pick and choose who we want to love. We pick and choose loving people. And sometimes you may not love a person who's giving you so much because we're looking for attention from other people to love us, but not the person who's right there with us, who's loving on us, who's embracing us. And even though we may not like what we say to each other, but that still doesn't cause us to stop speaking or loving each other. I know me and Sandy, who's on here, is a long, 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 long time friend since we was in our early 20s. We have had arguments and said things that we just did not care about each other in terms of our opinion. Not each other, but we don't care. We didn't like our opinions. But guess what? Even in our opinions, we still was able to, I love you, I forgive you, and move on from that thing. How about we never even left the room before we was laughing and joking because that was our friendship, and that's the kind of friendship that we had. And that's the kind of friendship that we should have with our family, with our friends, because we didn't have some knockdown and drag out so we can laugh about it. Right? After we get to this argument, we're right back at it again because there's no type of words that can penetrate so deep that will come between our friendship. So you have to be careful that whether it's family, friends, or whatever it is, you know, love on that person. Don't allow anything to come in between you. And solve your differences, because if you think about the love that Jesus had for us, it says, greater love had this than no man that would lay down his life for his friends. Why? Because Jesus laid down his life for us, even when we turned our back on God, even when we said, God, we're not even getting up and praying, even when we are so angry because things didn't go our way and we took tantrum fits on God. When we woke up the next morning or in the course of that day, when we felt like loving on God again, He was right there to embrace us. He was right there to say, I love you. He was right there to say, hey, it's me and you. We got this. You know, oh, my God. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. When do we get to a point when we start arguing and bickering with each other? And I love, love. Yolanda Barnes was on my podcast a few weeks ago, and she was like, I love, love. Yes, because you can go through different things in life, but it still don't deter you from loving other people. It still don't make you shut down on life and say, you know what, there's no love for me. Yeah, love is love, and love is kind. Love is patient. Amen. So I just want to, and love is not puffed up, amen? So I just wanted to say to you on today, happy Valentine's Day. I know I'm not going to be here before you long on this morning, but I just wanted to show y'all some love. I came from John 15:13, and I read a portion of what I talked about in my book, A Diamond in the Garden, about Don't Look Back, and that chapter in the book, about don't look back, talking about reflecting, self-reflecting, loving on yourself, loving on others, caring for people, but most of all, loving on you, because if you don't love yourself, you ain't going to love nobody else. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to love anybody else. Amen? So good morning, Mom. Let me just take my mind. Good morning, Snooki, all the way away. Hi, Layla. Hi, Layla Overby. And who else Mommy have on here? She sent me something. Hi, Renata. Hi, Karen. Good morning, everybody. Amen. Amen. So I was reading a post that my nephew Anthony put up about his girlfriend on this morning. And it said, I don't want to misquote it, but it said something like, I loved her I loved her because she was perfect, and then when I found out she wasn't perfect, I loved her even more. And at first, I'm not going to lie, I was like, what? What is he talking about? He ain't perfect. But I said, wait, calm down, because sometimes as women, we go right in. But when I thought about it, look how Jesus loved one of us. He loved us even when we thought in ourselves that we were perfect. But when we finally realized that we had flaws and so many imperfections, we were like, oh, my God, and God will love me. God will love me through my flaws. He will love me for me not loving myself. And how about sometimes the reaction I get to God when I have a take a tantrum fit and I don't get things my way? But God loved me through all my imperfections, through all my disqualifications. Why? Because he made me qualified. All of my insecurities, he made me secure. All of my flaws, he made me flawless. Ooh, I love it. So I totally, and that's another thing, we should not lash out on things or dig deep into some things until you understand it. And sometimes we react to things that we see, we react to things that people say to us without really even seeing what are they talking about, analyzing the situation just a little bit more than just responding to something. Huh. Let me tell you something. I am so fired up on this morning just talking about God's love and how he sees us. And my chapter, I talked about my book, A Diamond in the Garden, about don't look back. Don't look back on those things where you felt like you were so insecure about. Don't look back on those things, especially when you get to a place where you have arrived, when you get to a place where you finally feel secure, when you finally start feeling and loving on you again. Don't look back on those old ways, those old habits of lashing out, saying things to people that you should not say. And love on your family. Love on your friends. Love on strangers who you don't know. And I'm not saying invite a stranger into your home. I'm just saying love on folks. So, Renata, tell your mom I said hello, Miss Sherry. Love of folk. Amen. I just love the unity of Leela is on Overby and how we the love that we had at our church, New Covenant Baptist Church, and how we love one another as family, and how we are still loving on each other, even though we're not there right now. Amen. So we're in different places, but, you know, we are still loving on each other. Amen. So it doesn't even matter, because if you can be friends with somebody for so long, but because of love that we had as we were children coming up within that church, we still love each other today when we see each other. Amen. Isn't that good when you love on some folks that you haven't seen in a long time and your love just overflowing? But that's how God does us. No matter how long it took us to get back to God, to say, God, I forgive. Forgive me for my sins. I repent. He still embraces us and hug us and love on us. Just like the prodigal son, when he felt like he had to leave home, when we felt like we had been abandoned God, go out, turn our back on God, do all kind of crazy stuff. And then when we ready to come back home, God, his arms is open for us to love on us. It's like the prodigal son left home. His father gave him money because he wanted to be grown, and he left home. He left home, and guess what? When he returned, and his father gave him, opened up his arms, loving him like he never left. Like he never went out there and partied and spent up all his money, wound up sleeping in the pig's pen. But guess what? God embraced him when he came home. Was his brother upset? Yes, his brother was upset. His brother was upset because he says, I've been here cooking. I've been here cleaning. I've been doing everything I could do for you, Father. And this, and my brother leave home, and he gets rewarded for coming back. No, he got rewarded because he turned himself from his old ways and came back and wanted to become anew. What the Bible says about sinners, the angels rejoice over one than 99, over one sinner than 100. Oh, Jesus, because they so happy that one person turned around, that one person gave their life over to the Lord. So that's how the prodigal son, the father, looked at the one. And that's how sometimes we get upset when we see people going on in life and picking up the pieces and moving out on some great things and how God is blessing them. Because you felt like, God, I've been serving you. I've been doing everything else to God. I've been tithing. I've been loving on you, Father, worshiping you. And I'm seeing people don't even worship and care nothing about you. And they seem like they all the way up here. But let me tell you, you just hold on. Be not weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint. If you keep holding on to God, don't cover the word about what the wicked is doing. Know what you are doing. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Because when I tell you, you will reap everything that was taken from you, everything that the enemy stole. You just got to hold on, whether it's your joy, your hope, your peace, your finances. God will restore everything back to you. So don't worry about the wicked, how they, you know, climbing up the ladder. Don't worry about them, because guess what? The same ladder people walk up, run up, the same that they could fall down from when you don't do things in accordance with how God wants you to do things. So don't worry about that. Don't you know that God got you? And you will want to be blessed by God and not the blessings from what the devil try to trick you with. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, because he'll try to trick you with all kind of stuff. And you'd be like, dang of God. You ever been approached to take a great opportunity, but it just didn't feel right on the inside, and everybody talking to me and saying you crazy because you didn't take the opportunity? But you're saying, it's something in my inside. It's just saying, if I could just hold off a little bit longer. Woo, Jesus. And when you hold off just a little bit longer, and that next door opens for you, and that door is so much greater than the door that people told you to walk through because it looked great in their eyes. But that spirit man on the inside of you said, that's the wrong door for me. But when God opened up a door for you, woo, Jesus, hallelujah. So it's nothing wrong with saying no. It's nothing wrong with saying no to great things, especially when you know something greater is coming. And when God is telling you to hold on, because that right there is not for you, even though it looks great. But see, that's another thing. What God sees is something so much different than what we see. when we see things, we look at things from a different lens. But God looks at things on a whole much higher lens. I know I'm one. I'll be looking at stuff and I'll be thinking it's so big, and God is saying, I got so much something so much greater and bigger for you. But I'm like, God, remove these little eyes. Remove these eyes that I have so you can put the eyes in me, the lens that I shall be seeing out of. Because sometimes we see stuff and we dummy down different things. Don't downplay what God has given to you. Don't dummy down the things that he has given you because other people may look at it like it's small. Because what the Bible says, do not despise small beginnings. That's what in the book of Zechariah he said, do not despise small beginnings. Don't despise those things that look small to you. Because really they're huge in God's eyes. Because you don't know what platforms he may use, what job he may use, what circumstance or situation that he may use that may seem small to you, and he would expand it into something big. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to God. Oh, I'm so fired up on this morning just talking about God's love, his grace, his mercy. I came from John 15:13. Greater love had this than no man than a man that would lay down his life for his friends. Who, Jesus? Let me tell you, my friend is in Jesus. We look for all these friends. I ain't into all those friends. I'm into Jesus being my friend. I am. People like to be in a popular club. No, I want to be in Jesus' popular club. I want to be with him, not with all these other groups that's out here. Amen? So stop chasing the crowd and chase after Jesus. Stop chasing after those things that you know lead you down the wrong road, because right now it feels good, but the ending may not feel good. It may not be good. So don't go off of feeling. Go off of what's right. You hear me? Go off of what's right. Woo, glory. I know my sister's like, oh my gosh, she sounds just like daddy when I said, you hear me? Amen. So I'm getting ready to hop off of here. I just wanted to say good morning to everybody and happy Valentine's Day. Hi, Kareem. Good morning. Hi, Evangelist Pickett. Good morning. Good morning. Oh, it's Kareem, Mom. I'm sorry. I said Karen. Hey, Kareem. How are you? Yes. Amen. Amen. So I wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to everybody on here. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares for you. And know that God has you on his mind. So go and embrace somebody on today and love on some people on today. And let them know that you love them. And like I said earlier, hurt people hurt people. That saying is so real, because people who have been wounded and hurt, they turn around and that's what they exhibit. They exhibit hurt and they love on you with hurtful ways, deceitful ways. So, you know, ask God to cleanse your heart. Ask him to love on you so you can love on somebody. And God loves on you anyway. Amen. So love God back on today. Love him back in the morning. That's the first thing you should say when you wake up. Good morning, God, before you go put your feet on the floor. When I wake up in the morning, I don't grab my phone. Yeah, I may grab my phone. You know why I grab it? Hi, Mary. I grab my phone for my scriptures. I grab my phone so I can read my Bibles. The Bible app was on my phone, my scriptures. I don't be picking up my phone looking at social media right away. No, because I posted the night before. So it's good to get up, read your scriptures. That's on tape. Grab your Bible, my Bible right by my bed. Grab your Bible and read your scriptures in the morning. Amen. And don't think that it's too late for your children because you feel like they're wayward, they're 30, 40 years old now. No, you can talk about the Lord. People be converted all day long. Sometimes people be converted 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. Amen. So don't give up on your kids. Don't give up on them pouring a word in them. I don't care how old they are. Don't give up, because people be converted and turn their lives around all the time. There's no number to an age on there. Amen. So I want to say happy Valentine's Day. I'm out of here. Like Netflix, my son's movie, Arlo the Alligator Boy. Y'all go watch that on Netflix. And he says, I'm out of here. Amen. I see you all who dialed in. Good morning to you all. Amen. Good morning. So I want to say God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bless you and I thank you. I lift up and give you the highest praise, oh God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. God, I ask that, God, if you would touch our families, if you would just keep us together, God, if you would just strengthen us and keep us, God. Love on us, Father, even the more, dear Lord. I pray, Father God, Lord, that you would just love us and keep us in your care, Father. I thank you for the love that you have shown us, even when we turn our backs on you, God. Lord, you have loved us, God. I thank you, God, for your word on today. I thank you, God, for your word and scriptures on today, God. I thank you, God, for the word that was read today. John 13, God. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, and I magnify your name, God. Touch those who are on this call on today. Touch those who have dialed in. Touch those who are logged in, who will watch the replay, God. We thank you for those on YouTube, Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, God, but most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, down on the cross for our sins. You said, now, word, God, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. And we thank you for healing. We thank you for power. We thank you for grace, God, and touch us as we move out on today. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he cares for you. Know that he loves you, and know that he is all that. God bless you, and have a wonderful day. See you all on next Tuesday. Bye. Just want to make sure that I didn't take anybody here. Amen. God bless you. Bye.